This is the Sunday worship service of the Trinity Baptist Church, Greensboro, High Point, Guilford County, North Carolina, and the world, and wherever man is found, for this, the 29th day of September, in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2013, as reckoned by our calendar. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 1. Psalm 1, beginning reading at verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our opening selection is titled Holy, 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 found as selection number 1 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal, published by Convention Press, Nashville, Tennessee, USA. The song is titled Holy, 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 found as selection number 1. The lyrics are now offered. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, who wert and art and evermore shalt be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see. Only thou art holy, there is none beside thee. Perfect in power, in love, and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Amen.
Thank you.
Holy, holy, holy. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 100. Psalm 100, beginning reading at verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Our next selection is titled Faith of Our Fathers, found as selection number 143. In the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. Selection 143, Faith of Our Fathers. The lyrics are now offered. Faith of our fathers, living still in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whenever we hear that glorious word, faith of our fathers, holy faith. We will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers. We will strive to win all nations unto thee, and through the truth that comes from God, mankind shall then be truly free. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers, we will love both friend and foe in all our strife, and preach thee too, as love knows how, by kindly words and virtuous life. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death.
Thank you.
faith of our fathers living still. Hallelujah. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 146. Psalm 146, the reading begins at verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 146, verses 1 through 10. Our next selection is titled The Solid Rock, also known as My Hope is Built, found as selection number 337 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The song is titled The Solid Rock, selection 337. The lyrics are now offered. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus's blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 150. The reading begins at verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6. Let us pray. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Great is the Lord. And greatly to be praised. Wonderful is God in all of His manifestations. He is the God, and beside Him there is no God. He is God in heaven above. He is God in earth beneath. He is my God. Now, henceforth, and evermore. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised. Let the name of the Lord be magnified to the glory of God. In Jesus' name, In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In that name which is above every name. The name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. He has no peers in his category. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is Savior. There is no Savior. There is not another Savior. There is not another Lord. That is why we're here today. That is why we're here today. There is none other. Regardless of who says what, there is none other. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 150, verse 6. Psalm 150, verse 6. Psalm 150, verse 6. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. When you can praise the Lord, when you praise him because you know him, when you praise him because he is your Lord, you can sing with the hymnist, "Be still, my soul." That is our next selection. "Be still, my soul." Found as selection number 221. In the 1977 Triad Publications edition of the New National Baptist Hymnal, published by National Baptist Publishing Board, Nashville, Tennessee, USA. The song is titled "Be Still, My Soul," found as selection number 221. The lyrics are now offered. "Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend, through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul, the waves and winds still know his voice who ruled them while he dwelt below. Be still, my soul, the hour is hasting on when we shall be forever with the Lord. When disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, sorrow forgot, love's purest joys restored, be still, my soul, when change and tears are past, all safe and blessed, we shall meet at last." Be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Hallelujah. 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 It is time for our offering, our offertory scripture. It's found as Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. The reading begins at verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings, ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God, and what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. Our offertory selection is titled Stand Up for Jesus, found at selection number 389 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The song is titled Stand Up for Jesus, selection 389. The lyrics are now offered. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey. Forth to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye who are men, now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him who overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. ¶¶ Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Ephesians chapter 5 in the New Testament. Ephesians, and I spell for those of you who may speak a language other than English as your first language. Ephesians, E-P-H-E-S-I-A-N-S, E-P-H-E-S-I-A-N-S, Ephesians, Chapter 5, our sermonic scripture, Ephesians chapter 5, the reading begins at verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God, as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 33. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 33. Our next selection is titled Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me. Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me, found as selection number 163 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. The song is titled Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me. The lyrics are now offered. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Not the labors of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know, could my tears forever flow, all for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. While I draw this fleeting breath, when mine eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Amen. Thank you. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Returning now to Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, beginning reading at verse 14, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 14 through 17. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the instructions, the guidance, the leadership, the admonitions. Thank you for putting it straight, making it plain. Thank you for putting it straight and making it plain, for making it clear. Thank you for saying what we need to hear. Thank you for having it recorded and transmitted to us in book form. Hallelujah. Thank you for the Holy Bible. Thank you, Father God, that through your word we can know the way. Through thy word we can know the way. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen and amen. Let us use as a topic today the Holy Union. The Holy Union. If you are not a Christian, you have not yet united with Almighty God. You are not in holy union, holy matrimony, holy marriage with Almighty God. But you out there playing with the devil. Even though your playing may not be intentional, even though your activities may in your mind not be evil, even though you may be a great person of service and a person who volunteers and gives and a person who helps people. But if you have not united with Almighty God through Jesus Christ in the bond of holy matrimony, if you have not created a holy union with Almighty God, you're out there unsaved, lost, and walking toward hell. Many of you would contend that you do more for people than many others. Some of you would even contend that you have more love for people than many others. And on one plane, you may demonstrate by your giving and by your working that you do have a type of care. But if you have not formally tied the knot with Jesus Christ, you are not in holy union with God. To put it very simple, man was in perfect relationship with God in the Garden of Eden before man fell from that position of perfection, where there was no death, for man was not made to die, but man was made to live. But man sinned against God in the personage of our foreparents. Many of you, I understand, when I say understand, I know the fact that many of you do not believe the Holy Bible. Many of you do not believe that God has transmitted His Word to us. Many of you do not believe that the Word that we have recorded in the Holy Bible is indeed the Word of God. So when I refer to the Garden of Eden, many of you reject it out of hand. There's not very much I can do about that, but pray for you and tell you what thus saith the Lord. In that vein, I want you to know that man was not made for death, but man was made for life. And man had union with God in the perfect state. All he had to do was just do what God said do. But man decided to not do that. As a matter of fact, in order for you to have holy matrimony with God or holy union with God, all you have to do is do what God says do. Your foreparents refused to do it, and to this day, many of you are following their pernicious and foolish ways. They refuse to do it, and you still refuse to do it, even though God in the personage of Jesus Christ came to earth and died on a cross and rose again that you might be able to restore that relationship. And indeed not be prolonged in death. But the act of death would be an act of transition from life into life eternal. Many of you do not believe that because you've been taught otherwise. And you've chosen to believe otherwise. My job is to tell you to proclaim the word of the Lord. And I do that right now. For did I not proclaim the word of the Lord, your blood would be on my hands. But I'm proclaiming to you that the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel is God. And beside him there is no God. And that all of you need Almighty God. And the only way to Almighty God is through Jesus Christ our Lord. I can imagine that many of you are saying, well, I serve God. I serve the same God you serve. But I want to remind you that God said salvation is of the Jews. Jesus in human form was of the Jews. Son of God, Son of Man, he was a Jew. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all let us know that he was a Jew. From the writings of Paul, we can extrapolate that Jesus was a Jew. The woman at the well identified him. The Samaritan woman identified Jesus as being a Jew. She said, how is it that you, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And she identified him not only as one Jew, but she identified him as being a part of the Jews, for she said the Jews have no dealings. There was no question in her mind but that Jesus was a Jew. The Bible says salvation is of the Jews. You may contend, well, there are others who believe in the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, the God of Israel. What about that, Pastor? God said of Ishmael that he would make of him his descendants, the descendants of Hagar. He would make of them a great nation. And he has made of them a great nation. But he did not speak of salvation being of Ishmael. Salvation is of Isaac, of the Jews. That's the way God did it. Yes, they are a great nation. But they are not the salvation portal. And even of the Jews, only one Jew is the salvation portal. The other Jews are Jews. They are God's chosen people. But no Jew can get you saved except the Jew, Jesus Christ. Moses can't get you saved by himself. Joshua can't get you saved by himself. David can't get you saved by himself. Solomon cannot get you saved by himself. Matthew, Mark, John, Paul cannot get you saved. Isaiah by himself cannot get you saved, though he wrote mighty words in Isaiah 53 and in many other of his writings. Ezekiel by himself cannot get you saved. Jonah can preach to you the word of God, but Jonah by himself cannot get you saved. Jesus is the Jew through whom salvation cometh for the entire world. And so, God has ordained it that way. And if you want to form a holy union with Almighty God, it is done through Jesus Christ our Lord. So for those of you who say that you have a lot of love and that you've done this and you've done that, and that you are doing this and you are doing that, if you have not formed that holy union with God through Jesus Christ. While what you've done may have some impact on earth, it cannot get you into heaven. And there are those of you who do not believe that, because you say, I love so much. But you must have the love which comes from a union with God. But Reverend, how do I get that? You repent of your sins and you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. You say, Father God, you say, God, I have sinned. I have sinned. I have never accepted Jesus Christ, your Son. I repent of my sins in Jesus' name. Please forgive me my sins and cleanse me. Make me your child. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross at Calvary for me. And I accept the payment he made for my sins. Save me, Father. Forgive me my sins. Save me. Make me your child. Oh, bring me into holy union with thee. Bring me into holy union with thee. I can't really do the things I ought to do and act the way I ought to act today because I don't know you, Lord. But Lord, if you save me, if you save me, I'll be all the better because I know you're able to keep that which I commit unto thee against that day. Oh, Father, save me. I'm talking about the holy union. The holy union. Just as a sideline, for those of you who still contend that your good works can get you into heaven, I call your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. For it refers to a love that is higher than man's mere love. It refers to a love that is occasioned by the connection of man with Almighty God in spiritual union. Charity that comes from God. The love of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we read beginning at verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. In Ephesians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul talks of those who are in holy union with God. He even compares it with holy matrimony. Christ is our head. And we are to submit to Christ in everything. Christ loved us. He loves us. He gave himself for us. When we accept him as our Savior, we join in holy union with him in the church. The church is his bride. We become part of the bride of Christ. And we become in holy union with God, with Jesus. And in that we are not to commit adultery against Jesus. And when we do evil, when we sin, when we curse, when we do all kinds of foolish stuff, we work against Jesus Christ our Lord, because we are his bride. We are in the bride. We are part of that which constitutes the bride of Christ. He's coming back for a church which has not spot or wrinkle or any such thing. When you go out and do these ungodly things with the world, the devil is trying to use you to disgrace him with whom you are in holy union. Thus the Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 5, he writes to Christians, this is for you. If you are in holy union with Jesus Christ, if you are a Christian, this is for you. If you name the name of Jesus, this is for you. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning reading at verse 1, be ye therefore followers of God, as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God, for a sweet smelling savor, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 21. If you are in holy union with God, that means you are saved. That means you are truly saved. If you are doing all the things that this chapter says don't do, you may want to look at your salvation. The Bible talks about being filled with the Spirit in verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. You may have resisted the Spirit, cast it off, because it was going to require a change of lifestyle, require you to be distanced by some of your friends. And you could not imagine that. And so you would rather have them than have God. And thus you do not value your special position in union with God, if indeed you are in union. Paul comes to tell us, have no fellowship. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. Have no fellowship. Have no fellowship. have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Let people know you're wrong. That's not right. That's not what God said in His Word. That's not what God wants. That's not the kind of world God wants. The kind of world you want is not the kind of world God wants. Repent of your ungodliness. Find out how God made planet Earth. Find out how God designed planet Earth. Find out what kind of world God wants. And don't mess His world up while you are here for a short time. It's easy to bow up against God and say, I'm going to do this, and I don't care what them Christians say. I don't believe that, no way. We're going to do this. So in your short time on planet Earth, you become an element of harm. You hurt the earth. The Bible speaks of those who hurt the earth. Maybe you need to look up that scripture. The Bible talks about those who hurt the earth. God has designed His earth the way He wants it to be. He created as He wanted. He set the rules for it. And they are easily found in His holy word. But many of you reject the holy manual, the holy architectural plan for life on planet Earth. You just cast it out the window. You just cast it out the window. Very much like builders who have the architectural drawings, but decide they're just going to build it the way they want it built. They're going to do what they want done. They're going to plan it as they go along. This looks good, I'll put that on there. That looks good, I'll put that on there. Having no view of the eternal architect, not even believing that these are the plans of the genuine architect, just rejecting the architectural plans out of hand. And you do that when you reject the holy word of God. When you reject the Bible, you are just kicking the architectural plans to the curb and saying, we are going to do it our way. And in less than 100 years, you hurt the earth. You disobey God and lead many people astray and never come into holy union with Almighty God. So I've come to call you now into that union. I've come to remind you that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. That if you will receive Him as your Savior, no matter what you've done against Him in times past, He's willing to forgive you. He's willing to save you. He's willing to make you His own. He's willing to have you come in holy matrimony with Him. The choice is yours. He's already chosen to open the door. He's already chosen to pave the way. He's already chosen to grant you salvation if you accept it. But if you reject it, you will never come into holy matrimony of God if you keep on rejecting it. And most of you don't know how long you have to live. Some of you may know because in some hospitals now they'll tell you how long you're going to live. I don't go along with that. But some of you may say, well, you already know. Make sure that you meet Jesus Christ before you leave planet Earth. Make sure that you come into holy union with Jesus Christ, that you repent of your sins, accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. For those of you who do know Christ, Ephesians chapter 5 gives great guidelines for living in the holy union with Christ. This is one chapter that ought to be read and read and reread. Because Ephesians chapter 5 guides us regarding how we, those of us who are married to Christ, who are in the church. When I say married to Christ, we are in the bride of Christ. We're in the Christian church. It tells how we ought to conduct ourselves. It tells what the Lord wants, what the Lord expects, what the Lord has commanded of those who are in holy union with God, in holy union with Christ. Let us pray. Father God, save as many as will repent. Illumine them through the words I've read and said. There are some who did not know what they heard today, and they have a desire to be in union with Thee in the church. Oh God, make the devil leave them alone. Make the devil loose them in Jesus' name. Cause them to come on and repent of their sins. Cause them to repent of their sins and say, Father, God, save me. Lord Jesus, save me. Cause them to repent and be saved. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen and amen. Our hymn of invitation, as the doors of the church are open, you may join Trinity Baptist Church. The doors of the church are open. Our hymn of invitation is titled, Just As I Am. Found as selection number 187 in the 1975 Convention Press edition of the Baptist Hymnal. You can come to Jesus just as you are. You may say, well, Reverend, I'm way away. You don't have to join Trinity Baptist Church. But you want to find a church that truly preaches Jesus, that's near to you, and as you are led by the Holy Spirit, attend that church. Ask them if the Holy Spirit tells you that that's the church. Ask them to baptize you once you are saved. And if you aren't led to them for baptism, pray and the Holy Spirit will lead you to the right place for baptism. Just As I Am, selection 187. Let us now listen as the lyrics or offer. Selection 187. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot. To thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without, O Lamb of God, I come, just as I am, poor, wretched, blind, sight, riches, healing of the mind, yes, all I need in thee to find, O Lamb of God, I come, just as I am. Thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe. O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thy love unknown hath broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Thank you.
just as I am. That applies to you just as you are. Whoever you are, wherever you are, anywhere in the world or wherever you may be at this time, if it's outside of planet Earth, if you can hear my voice, you're a human being. Jesus Christ is willing to save you just as you are, but you must ask him. You must ask him. You must ask him. Once you have accepted Christ as your Savior, contact a Christian ministry and or minister. Request and receive the ordinance of baptism. Be sure to read your Bible daily. Pray daily. The Holy Spirit will lead you. If here at Trinity Baptist Church there's anything that you would like us to do for you, please do contact us. And certainly by the grace of God, preferably we'll respond as the Lord leads. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Your faithfulness is your time.